Heard exclusively on the Tom Joyner Morning Show.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Don Lemon.
Don Lemon from New York. Good morning.
Good morning. Can we all agree this morning that we're not in mourning. What we're doing is celebrating the life of a legendary woman. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell you about my experience with Maya Angelou. Maya Angelou, because people call her Angelou, and she always says her name is Angelou. I remember clearly when I first discovered the writings of Maya Angelou, it was around the same time that I discovered James Baldwin. I was a lonely college student. I was trying to figure out the meaning of life. Maya and James, and I called them by their first names, not out of disrespect, but because their writing made me feel like they were my best friends. James made me think, but Maya Angelou, she kept me positive. Her death yesterday got me thinking about how some pretty hateful attitudes have exploded in the American conversation. Everything from Donald Sterling's racist rants to Elliot Rodgers' murderous misogyny. But we all know there is another side to America. A good example is the very positive life and work of Maya Angelou. Though she never went to college, her life was like the ultimate graduate school for life. She was a poet. She was a political activist. She was a calypso dancer. She was a singer. And she was so much more than that. The voice of more than one generation. Maya Angelou died in her North Carolina home yesterday at the age of 86. Her literary agent said that she had been frail and suffering from heart problems. But her heart and mind and her soul were on vivid display in what may have been her greatest work, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. I read that book every year. And in her poem for Bill Clinton's first inauguration on the Pulse of Morning, she says, a rock, a river, a tree, hosts a species long since departed. Remember that? It was so simple yet so profound. And then she went on to say, today the rock cries out to us clearly, forcefully, come, you may stand upon my back and face your distant destiny, but seek no haven in my shadow. I will give you no hiding place down here. Well, today we remember the woman who called the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. a friend with these words from her poem, Still I Rise. She says, you may write me down in history with your bitter, twisted lies. You may trod me in the very dirt, but still, like dust, I'll rise. And she did, from nothing, and she inspired many of us, including me, to do the same. And I say thank you, Maya Angelou, and so long.